A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
I'm Rob Cesternino, and we are back to talk about all of the internet's best stories from the week that of April 26, 2016, that are news AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be news AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some news AF. Actual factual news.
The actual factual news is back once again. Here we are back on our regular recording day of Tuesday, and I'm very excited to get into the show. Got a fun show, I think, planned for today. Of course, with us as always is a man who is wearing a shirt that is talking about a Yeti, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic today. I'm very fired up for today's News AF. And of course,
that makes two of us. Let's see if number three is also as stoked.
If we can make it a clean sweep with the eye in the sky, Danny Bryson.
I am so excited. Stoked. I love bread.
Bread. Okay, great. Well,
bread is so good.
Fired up and ready to talk about all these news stories for today. How are you guys doing? Tyson, I know you are a big Prince fan. Have you been able to rebound at all these last couple days?
A little bit. I mean, I've been reading a lot of stuff online about chemtrails. And
how big of a deal is that? My wife came to me last night and she's like, you know, I really don't know. Should I be concerned about these chemtrails?
With killing Prince?
Oh, well, she didn't even factor in the Prince part of it.
Oh, well, the chemtrails are... Prince apparently spoke out about chemtrails in the past, as did Merle Haggard.
And yes, both did of them as did Kylie Jenner.
And so, none of them are with us anymore.
Well, Kylie Jenner is.
She is. She just looks different, so you might be mistaken.
Yeah, okay.
So should They're we not here. Talk about it?
It's too late. I think we already did.
Yeah.
We're on the radar of whatever cabal is in charge of the chemtrails.
Tyson, what's the gist of the chemtrails conspiracy?
Well, the chemtrails conspiracy, to my knowledge, is when you see like the lines in the sky from the jets, that's actually some type of substance, chemical, if you will, but it might be biological or something, I don't know, that supposedly keeps humans in their place or kills them off or population control. There's a lot of different theories.
Yeah,
one of them
like,
is that it's...
It's like crop dusting for humans.
Yeah.
But what is it doing? Like, what would happen if there were no chemtrails?
The population of the Earth would either, like, skyrocket, is one theory, or the
in a good
other
way?
Theory... No, in a bad way. It would be overpopulated.
Aren't we already overpopulated?
Yeah, but even more so.
Are they flying these planes over India?
I think they're flying them over everywhere.
Well, they're not working in some
places.
And
here's the other theory, guys. There's not just one theory.
Okay, of course not.
The others are that they're dropping drugs down to keep humans complacent to their governments.
Because if you've been to a Trump rally, you'd think they'd have planes crisscrossing or those rallies all day long.
Yeah. The thing that really makes me say, I don't know, maybe this is actual craptual, that why is it only the celebrities seem to be at the forefront of debunking the chemtrails?
They're the only ones whose voices get heard, man.
they're closer to the cabal than we are. I mean, they're getting, you know what I mean? They're within whispering distance of the source.
I also heard that Prince was on the verge of taking down the Illuminati. I thought that that was another thing that I had heard.
Oh,
my wife had said
that. Could have been.
Yeah,
I've been stoked for that.
That he had been really taking on the Illuminati in his music over the last few years, and then that was also part of the problem.
Yeah.
Both sound way more practical than just like an overdose.
What Beyonce did with Lemonade? What was she doing there?
Oh, well, that's about that Jay-Z cheated on her.
Yeah.
Did you watch that, Tyson?
I slept through it while Rachel watched it. But I did feel empowered for the parts that I caught.
You woke up and you were like, what happened?
Yeah.
Why do I feel so empowered?
What I'm powerful. Jay-Z, I can what a do jerk. Stuff.
What a jerk. Boy. All right. Well, let's get into all of the actual factual news from this week. We'll debunk different things that are actual craptual along the way. Why don't we start off talking about this? This news about a restaurant. They're calling it a pop-up restaurant, which may have a new meaning, that there is a restaurateur in London who is creating a new dining experience for people that are into all sorts of different organic type lifestyles where it
orgasmic.
Is, well, potentially, but basically it is a place to have a very natural dining experience, stripped of modern industrialized impurities such as artificial colors, chemicals, and gas. Metal and plastic are gone. No electrical lights, no smartphones, and no clothing also at this new restaurant. Tyson, that you've had all sorts of different experiences. You've even been naked on Survivor. Would a naked dining restaurant be appealing to you?
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Rob. If you've ever been to a nude beach before, or in Europe, like if you go to a gym, the saunas are usually co-ed. And everybody just goes in there naked and hangs out and stuff. There aren't a lot of supermodels who are going to be present at this restaurant. So the high hopes you have now for going and dining and seeing a naked woman, even at the extent of you being yourself naked, to put yourself that far out there only to show up and realize that it's just a lot of regular naked people.
It's just going to be a big sausage party.
Well, no, sausage, I don't know if it's going to be organic dining style. I'm not sure if this is also a vegan restaurant, unless it's the vegan sausage party.
Well, I'm saying the customers are going to bring the sausage.
No.
Yeah, Rob, do you get it? A sausage can be a term for a...
Yes.
Phallus.
Yeah.
Now, Tyson, you were talking about me as if like, oh, Rob, well, I don't want to dash your hopes because I know that you're going to go to this place just with on the off chance that you
only
can see
only because I was speaking to you
a random boob here or there. But I would not be caught dead in this restaurant.
Why not?
Well,
you wouldn't want to be buried there.
Do you mean if you died, you wouldn't even let us wheel your corpse into the restaurant
like a Weekend at Bernie's style scenario?
Yeah,
is it a naked
corpse? You
wouldn't
allow that. Yes, yeah. It's a naked corpse with full rigor mortis.
Yeah, so who knows? Who knows what could happen?
Right?
Yeah. No, please leave my naked corpse outside of the naked vegan restaurant.
Well, you know, if you don't mind. The problem I have with this restaurant is that I don't have a problem with people being naked, but the people who are confident naked are the ones I feel like, in my judgmental way, should not be confident naked.
Does that anger
just
you?
Given up. No, I can I can appreciate their bravery. The other thing is, there's going to be a lot of swass on the chairs.
You're going to have to scrub down.
I mean,
chairs.
Are they going to offer you wipes like a gym? Like, please wipe off your chair when you're done eating,
or maybe a pad to sit on.
And I don't know if nudity and eating food is going to be very appealing. Could you imagine seeing just a big naked person?
Yeah, I feel like there's health code
over,
issues there.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know if those two things mix, nudity and eating. But I could be wrong. Maybe I'm being, close-minded.
Like C-L-O-T-H-E-S.
Yep. Hey, that could be a hashtag. Make a mental note.
Close-minded.
You know.
So I that's kind of my feeling.
Well, I hear what you're saying, Danny, that I do think that maybe there are people who are confident in their nudity, maybe who should not be. But I tend to feel like the people that are going to want to eat in this restaurant, I think it's going to be people. I mean, the people that are eating this sort of very natural sort of diet, I feel like for the most part, I think are going to be I think that there's a chance that they probably would, for the most part, look good naked.
Maybe. I still don't think so. By the way, the very first things our ancient Neanderthal ancestors did was make clothes. So this idea that naked is natural isn't necessarily true.
Mm-hmm. Depends on if you're following the paleo lifestyle or something different.
Well, I mean, the very first thing they did was make loincloths. And so, I mean, because being naked, as Naked and Afraid has taught us, is a horrible way to exist in nature. So I feel like maybe it's more about voyeurism than being feeling, you know,
what natural about exhibitionism?
Connected to our organic past roots.
Okay. Well, it's funny that you say about voyeurism, because for the most part that there are going to be bamboo divides. So you're going to be in your own sort of cubicle with just your party being naked. So you're not really going to see too many other naked people in the restaurant. Does that change the experience for you, Danny?
It kind of does. Maybe I can tolerate watching Tyson eat food naked, but I wouldn't be able to tolerate watching a really large person eat food naked.
Right. Now, Tyson, as a man, he would try to impress you with his overeating, as we talked about, a study proved. So are you prepared for a naked Tyson to try to impress you with his overeating at this restaurant?
I was just picturing a naked Tyson.
I also eat fast, Danny, so you got to realize we're not going to be there very long.
Which is good. Mm-hmm. You're right. That's a bonus. So
I'm trying to sell you on eating with me naked. Rob is trying to dissuade you, and I am now taking the opposition.
Yeah.
Hey, will they allow people with clothes, though, to eat there?
No.
Or is it you have to be naked?
You go to a separate blocked-off naked area of the restaurant if you want to dine naked.
So do they have a place where you remove your clothes as you're going in?
Yeah, locker room with the locks and everything. Yeah.
Yes, and then you come out in a robe and you get led to your table. Now, this restaurant is also very pricey as well, that a 5-course meal is around $80 to $90, but you do get to keep the robe that they give you as you are escorted to your seat. Tyson.
That doesn't sound pricey at all, dude.
$80 to $90
for 5 courses and a robe?
Yeah.
Where are you taking Nicole? Where do you
Applebee's.
Take Nicole for Valentine's?
Applebee's.
Okay.
That's a good question. Yeah, $80 to $90 isn't that much.
Yeah. I could get 3 courses for $20 there.
For two.
And I can keep my clothes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, to each his own. That article, too, said that they're reserved for like the next 3 to 5 months. To get on the waiting list to dine naked is like a 3 to 5 month wait.
Yeah. A huge list. To get in there. Now, I don't know necessarily how much I trust these people. Now, their previous idea that the company who is creating this, they had a Breaking Bad themed cocktail bar, which allowed guests to show up and make their own drinks in an RV. Does this give you more or less confidence, Danny?
Less confidence. Also, you hear about nude. They were doing nude flights from Florida to somewhere in the Caribbean.
Yes.
And they only exist for a short period of time. Because
well,
I think
they get
people
shut
become,
down?
Well, I don't know if they get shut down, but you don't hear about them.
Here's the problem with the flights, dude. How many times have you had somebody's butt in your face while you're sitting there? Like, there's too much butt in face on a flight. You can't be nude on a flight.
Yeah, but if you're comfortable naked, then the butt isn't this offensive object. It's a beautiful part of someone's body.
It's a beautiful part of someone's body, but they do sometimes tend to smell bad.
Yeah, but you accept that because you believe the body is beautiful and all of its extras.
You and I have two
beautiful.
Different belief systems.
No, yeah. That's not what I believe.
It
I'm
sounds
just
like you're
people,
bearing a type of testimony to me.
I am not bearing testimony of my love of nudity. I'm just saying that some people feel that way, and they're the people on the flights and in this restaurant. Hmm. At least I would think.
Do you think that there's like some sort of like nudist mailing list where there's like all of these short-term naked things where it's like all
get
the
them
nudists,
while they last.
Right. It's like, oh, hey, well, we got to all go to London and go hit this restaurant up before it closes. Okay, let's all get on this airline. Oh, naked cruise. They're one night only. Let's all do that. And they're just like appealing to that same market over and over again, Tyson?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think. And I think also people want to be comfortable naked, but most aren't. And it's like, have you ever heard someone say a swear word for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really land properly.
Yeah.
It doesn't land correctly. It's not used to perfection like maybe some of the curse words that come out of my mouth are. Right, Danny? Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're fluent in Cursinese.
And so I think that you're just going to get a lot of awkwardness there where people are trying their hardest to be confident in their skin and they're just not pulling it off. So I would probably – I would go to this restaurant.
Mm.
I think. I would go to just like kind of gauge it and check it out.
Now – the kitchen staff will all be clothed, but the wait staff will have minimal clothing. Danny, is that the ideal spot here in this naked restaurant to be in the wait staff in minimal clothing?
Well, I think that that's just a compromise with the health board in order to make it happen, you know? But what do they mean? Are they going to wear like banana slings?
No, I think the waiters are wearing t-shirts only.
It's only socks, t-shirts and socks. They had long t-shirts and socks only.
Just t-shirts and socks, and the the women
maybe sandals.
The other interesting part of this restaurant is that the cutlery will all be edible. Danny, is that an important part of the naked process for you? Yeah, I guess you can, the forks and knives and spoons will all be edible.
How the hell does that work?
I guess they maybe made of some sort of
something. You bite your fork off, and then the fork is completely useless.
No, they're made of like some ice cream cone material.
What if the fork's the most delicious part of the meal? Just eat a bunch of forks. For
I don't even understand that, sir. Can you bring us more forks?
Yeah, I dropped my fork. Can I get another fork, please?
I don't understand that part of this restaurant at all. Like.
Well, that's the planet friendly.
An edible fork?
That's planet friendly because you don't have to wash them, so you're not wasting water and contaminating the water supply with soap, and you're not using plastic or something that ends up in a landfill.
Yeah, I get that, but here's how an edible fork works. I put it in food, I go in, I bite down, I eat the fork. Fork now useless.
Yeah.
So it's a one-time only fork.
You're not supposed to bite your forks, Danny.
Dude, I'm just saying, but if it's edible, I would feel like I should.
Maybe it's some sort of lollipop fork.
I think it melts slower than that.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see one of these mystical forks.
Okay.
I want to see one because I just don't – I mean, I can't even think how that would work.
Well, let's send a UK correspondent to this restaurant to get us some forks and send them to us.
Yeah, maybe we could do a show live from here.
That's the most disturbing part of this whole story. You've just opened up a whole new element that I can't comprehend.
That it's in the UK?
There's an edible fork being used.
Okay.
I don't get that.
Yeah, that's happening. All right. Well, another story, somewhat on the other end of the spectrum, there is a hotel in New Zealand, and this is going to really get you guys up in arms because there are so many people out there who are cyclists who wear Lycra. And this hotel in New Zealand is saying, you know what? We're out of the Lycra business. No more Lycra shorts at breakfast because there's too many bulges. Tyson, I can think of no better person in the world to speak on the subject of Lycra shorts, bicycling, and bulges. How up in arms are you about this?
I'm up in arms. You know, when... as a professional rider, your nice, relaxed days, you ride somewhere and have breakfast at a cafe outside. And I'm sure that's what these cyclists were doing. They're like, oh, let's go for our Saturday social where we go ride half an hour to the coffee shop at the hotel, sit down, enjoy a meal in company, and then take off. And yeah, you know that people are a little uncomfortable when you're wearing Lycra around. That's just the way it is, especially maybe more stateside than you would think in New Zealand, but apparently New Zealand has a real problem with it. But you just kind of roll in, who cares? It's, you know, the number one fashion accessory is confidence. And so if you can just roll in and just be like, hey, I'm owning this Lycra, then nobody's going to really say anything to you. But that's sad. I think they're going to lose business.
Yeah. Danny, could you wear potentially the Lycra shorts to the restaurant in London? The nudist restaurant.
They would probably ask you, sir, could you please remove your Lycra? We want to see what's behind the bulge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's probably what they would say. They've gone the complete opposite way.
Yeah.
They're both part of the Commonwealth, which is crazy to me. Such opposite views. And they both worship the Queen. So it's like, come on, guys.
Do you think that we could get a class action lawsuit?
Maybe,
Tyson,
maybe.
Lycra lovers unite.
Mm-hmm.
The co-owner of the hotel, his name is Mike Saunders. He said that the problem is that the Lycra shorts reveal too many unsightly bumps and bulges of the human body.
Wow. Mm. That does actually sound like some type of lawsuit waiting to happen. I don't know if you can...
Unsightly discrimination. Bulges?
Yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah, discrimination.
Maybe there's people... Maybe those unsightly bumps and bulges have to be held in by compression shorts.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a lot of unsightly bumps and bulges that don't originate in the groin area. So, I mean, to just focus on those unsightly bulges seems, yeah, like you said, a little discriminatory.
Yeah, maybe this hotel guy needs to stop looking at dudes' crotches while they're eating.
So, somebody that worked at another cafe, one of Mike's employees said, "I fully support Mike's ban on Lycra because when cyclists come in, they do stink. They are sweaty. It's unhygienic sitting on the furniture, and everyone, including little children, partaking in their post-exercise demeanor. We had a number of experiences with large men in tiny shorts, and that's not appropriate for children to see."
Actually, he's raised an interesting point. This is what I brought up with the London restaurant, and that's the issue with swass.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is swass for the uninitiated, Danny?
It's a sweaty ass. So I can understand the concern because you get up from a wooden chair and you're like, whoa, dude, there's a puddle of water there.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of disgusting. That part I get. The bulges, I don't understand as much. But the sweat and the stink, because I do both of those things.
Yes.
I understand that. I get that.
Now, do you guys wear Lycra shorts when you are doing your bicycling?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Is there any other alternative? Like, would you scoff at another cyclist who was not wearing Lycra shorts? Like, hey, where's your nice jean shorts, bro? Where's your Lycra?
No, I don't.
Tyson has a good pair of hybrid shorts.
Yeah, I have some that have Lycra inside, but they're like a baggier short outside that I wear for mountain biking. But if you're road cycling, it's Lycra is the only thing. And we don't really scoff at people, but those are the people that you know don't really take it seriously or don't know the etiquette or the unwritten rules of riding a road bike. Mm-hmm. So you just, I mean, I have stopped into many restaurants in Lycra, but they're always super casual. It's not like we're going into fine dining. It's like we're stopping at Starbucks to grab a drink and a pastry and sitting outside and just relaxing for a second.
Yeah.
So
this guy made a sign and he posted outside the restaurant. "The bicycle is a beautiful object, but they should have never invented Lycra. No Lycra shorts allowed, please."
Wow. On the hate.
Yeah. I mean, could you show up then in a Speedo? Like, let's say Michael Phelps decided to roll in right after a workout. Didn't have time to
change.
In
the pool?
Yeah.
In the pool?
Yeah.
Well, he probably wouldn't be very sweaty in the pool. Do you sweat in the pool?
Yeah. You do sweat in the pool. What, you think you just stop sweating because you're in a pool? If you get
I don't
into
know how it works, Tyson. There's many things about the athletic human body I don't understand.
If you get into any lap pool in the country, it's like 40% urine and like 18% sweat, and then the rest is water and
the perfect
and
mixture.
Chlorine.
Yeah. Could they make the water colder to cut down on the sweat?
They do. They make it cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How cold can they make it?
I think an Olympic pool is like in the low to mid 70s degrees.
Could they put ice in it to cut down on the sweat?
Yeah, but at a certain point it gets too cold, and then it's also, I think they've figured out the optimal temperature.
Because I think if you put ice in the pool, cut down on the sweat and cut down on the bulges, I think that's a win-win for the restaurant industry.
Yeah. Well, you know, New Zealand's not the warmest place, so he should just be glad that the bulges aren't as big as they could be.
Yeah.
With the current, you know, with
all
New
the
Zealand
extra
weather.
Skin and stuff. Back to the swimming thing, though. 70-ish degree water is quite chilly. So,
okay.
Yeah. So unless you're like swimming hard and for a long time, you're going to be pretty cold in that pool. And that's why most pools are more in the 80s, which is really warm to work out in. But the old people like that when they do their water aerobics.
Okay, so hopefully this New Zealand hate monger against Lycra will really change his tune soon. Or there will be no Danny and Tyson biking trips to New Zealand.
Danny already did one.
Yeah,
well, he won't do another one.
Nope.
I won't. That's exactly what I'm thinking. I'm done. I'm with New Zealand. They won't accept my my bulges. I'm done.
Yes. All right. Let's just take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are friends who are the makers of the Aero Cart by Works. The Aero Cart by Works has reinvented lifting and hauling with the new Works Aero Cart with the Aero Cart 8-in-1 all-purpose carrier from Works. Heavy loads are easy to lift and haul. Danny, I know that you're always doing all sorts of outdoor activities that you could just be moving all of your gear around like nothing with one of these aero carts from Works.
Lots of heavy loads. I'm always moving heavy loads, and it will be nice to have a solution to that heavy load problem.
That's right, because it's like having a wheelbarrow, a trailer mover, and a dolly all in one with the patented Turbo Lift technology. It makes lifting 200 pounds feel like you're lifting just 17 pounds. Tyson, that how much are you weighing these days?
I weigh like 180 pounds.
Oh,
and it
perfect.
Would be nice to let all my muscles atrophy so I can do some heavy lifting without actually getting a workout.
Yeah, and I could just be moving you anywhere we need to like nothing. With two oversized wheels, even awkward loads stay balanced so you never strain your back. You could be lifting things like topsoil, gravel, even refrigerators without any help. Move it all, lift it all, haul it all. You could see the Works Aero Cart in action at works.com. So go to aerocart.com, enter promo code RHAP at checkout to receive free shipping and 10% off. That you did not hear me incorrectly. Free shipping and 10% off. That's aerocart.com, AeroCart.com, and receive free shipping plus 10% off at checkout. All right, let's talk about another story somewhat involving a bulge. A man in Oregon has been charged with soliciting a prostitute, but it's rather odd circumstances in the purchase of this prostitute or the rental of the prostitute. I'm not sure exactly what the right terminology is. The solicitation of this prostitute. Let's just go with that. He not only stole money from a Girl Scout donation jar at the pet store that him and his wife own, he also allegedly tipped the prostitute with an exotic primate named Gooey.
favorite story of the week.
Yes.
This is my
I just love the name.
Of the week.
You like the whole story or is Gooey like the topper?
I like the whole story.
The whole story is great. Okay.
It's a great story.
All right. So at what point does the prostitute say, hey, where's my tip? And the man has no money left. And he says, well, would you take this primate?
Do you tip prostitutes?
I didn't
And if you do tip prostitutes, is 5-10%, or is it like a doorman? You give them $2 to $5. I mean, what's the rule here, and where can we research that?
Yeah, Tyson, what is the proper etiquette for tipping a prostitute?
I think if you, because obviously I know, I think that it's just the whatever is common for that area. I think 20% probably is a
20%. Wow,
nationwide. Yeah, that's the standard for tipping, is it not?
Boy, I know it's a service industry, but that seems exorbitant, 20%.
15% is the standard, Tyson. You're just a very generous man.
Well, if I was speaking for me, I obviously 40 to 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No, but no, not really. That's a lie. 20%-ish in the U.S. And then I don't know what Canada standards are. Austria, for tipping, you just round up.
Yeah.
Like most people, like the offensive people do here in the US, that's what's standard in Austria. So if something is like €5.50, you just round up to six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, once in Europe, I gave a waitress a €5 tip on like a $60 thing, just thinking, oh, it's okay. And she like, was so filled with gratitude that I gave her that much money. And I was like, well, yeah. I'm American. I'm an idiot. I don't really know what I'm doing. And then my buddy was like, bro, the thing was like 59, 30, you just go to 60. And I was like, oh, well, now I know.
Yes. Okay. Well, this all took place at Zany Zoo Pets, which is billed, according to their Facebook page, as the zaniest pet store, which I think it certainly lives up to the billing.
Yeah. Yes. So this, you think this is a marketing ploy?
Look at us. We're zany. We tip prostitutes with exotic monkeys.
Yes.
Oh, that monkey
and
looks so cute.
He was on a roll. He was on a roll because he was arrested 2 days later. After exiting a porn shop under the influence of methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So he had a wild week.
What a zany shop.
What a zany guy.
He's a zany guy. He's on meth. He's going to porn stores. He is stealing money from a Girl Scout collection jar. Also, kudos to the people who donated $7,000 to the Girl Scouts in the jar.
Don't they make their money through cookie sales?
You would think so.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, this doesn't even seem like there's cookies attached. This is just like, hey, here's a jar for Girl Scout money.
Wow. This guy had it all going for him in the blink of an eye.
He really did.
Crashing down.
And then, now, I don't think that there was any way in which the exotic primate led to the capture of this man. I think they just found out that they were able to track down the primate. But I don't think it was he got busted because he did this.
Because a prostitute called in to complain about being tipped monkey, getting a monkey tip.
Yeah. We don't really get a reaction from the prostitute of whether or not she even wanted the monkey.
Yeah.
The primate.
He probably was just like, I don't have any more money. You could probably sell this thing for 10 grand. Here you go.
Mm,
and then he's like, good riddance. That illegal primate that I've been keeping in the back is gone.
Right.
He just got a twofer.
I do think, though, to some degree, I think if you were a prostitute, I think if you had some sort of lore, like some sort of exotic primate, I do think it would drum up more business. For instance, say you went to the park with that, the same way if you took like a puppy or a baby, a lot of people would talk to you. I think
our prostitutes going to show up with these kind of accessories to set them apart, like parrots, monkeys.
Right. Yeah. Like, I think that if you just saw this woman out on the street and she had an exotic primate, I do think a lot of people would come over and start talking to her like, hey, where did you get that? And say, well, actually, I'm a prostitute and somebody tipped me for it. Like, oh, I didn't even know you were a prostitute. And then,
Can you bring that to my house?
Right. Right. So hopefully everything is going to work out well. I wonder if the prostitute changed the primate's name from Gooey once she got hold of it.
No, Gooey's a beautiful name.
Especially for a prostitute.
Right. I feel like then when the prostitute is introducing people to her primate, Gooey, I feel like that's probably, I think she could do better.
How creepy would it be, though, when the prostitute's offering her services and Gooey's just sitting in the corner watching, judging with those
He looks like that.
Eyes.
Maybe that's where they snap this picture of him that we have, that he might be watching an act occurring.
Look at those eyes. Those are, I mean, watching and judging with those innocent eyes. I mean, she probably lost business.
Yes.
People are like, dude, don't go to the girl with Gooey.
Yeah.
Gooey just sits there and watches and makes you feel bad.
Yeah. It's rather creepy. So, yes, it's a sad story that the man who was arrested for being on the meth and driving a car and then stealing money from the Girl Scouts and tipping a prostitute with this primate, he was married to the woman who owned the pet shop, that she is moving on without him at the owning the pet
surprising.
Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's going to be fine, I hope.
Yeah, she'll be fine as long as she has more exotic monkeys in the back.
Yeah. And if you're wondering what happened to Gooey, that he is now being housed at a nearby animal sanctuary. He is technically a bush baby, Tyson. Is that any worse now?
Any worse? Bush babies are so cute.
Yes, yes.
But I think they are highly illegal to own, especially in the U.S. I don't know where the heck that thing came from.
Well, that was part of the problem, that they did not have a license. And not great to the woman of ill repute asking people if they want to see her bush baby.
My question, Is the animal going through counseling? I mean, it's seen unspeakable
It's been
things.
Through a lot.
It's been through a lot. You can see it in its eyes in these pictures that it's probably suffering some mental trauma. It's seen things no man should see.
I feel worse yes. about making jokes about this bush baby than I ever have about making jokes about humans on this show. Like every time I say a bush baby joke, a single tear comes down my face.
Yeah, the bush baby is going to be fine. He's going to be fine. He's out of Zany Zoo Pets. He's away from the prostitute. He's away from the meth guy.
He's at a...
He's in a better place.
Better place, yeah.
In a better place.
Facility. Okay.
All right, let's talk about another story. Maybe a happier story for these animals, or maybe not, Tyson. You be the judge. I know that, Tyson, you follow all these things animals, and I'm sure this story caught your attention this week, and that's why you wanted to talk about it on the show. The Russian military has just picked up 5 brand new dolphins. Well, actually, I don't know if they're babies or if they're new, but the Russian military has recently purchased 5 bottlenose dolphins, and nobody knows why. Tyson, do you have a working theory?
Well, in the article, they said that in the past, dolphins were used for military purposes to detect mines and detect spy subs and stuff like that. And in the Crimea, in the Ukraine, which is now under Russian rule, there is a military dolphin training facility.
Ooh.
And that's where the dolphins are headed. But Russia has stated that it is not for military use. So the thing is, I think if we are going to get a leg up as the United States, the most powerful country in the world, we need to stock up on dolphins and start sending chimpanzees to space again.
Again. Bring them back.
Revive that chimpanzee space program.
Yes.
But Tyson, the only problem is that in order to get to space, we have to use Russian rockets. Or at least that's who's sending people to space are the Russians. So it'd be kind of awkward if we're like, hey, could you send our monkeys into space?
Don't look at them. Don't know what we're doing.
Or ask them any questions.
Don't ask
or
them
sign
any questions.
Language.
Yeah. The interesting thing, too, is that the it looks like the Russian government was like, we want 5 dolphins. And who can supply those to us? And so they were like getting
where'd
people.
You go?
What?
Zany Zoo Pet Store.
Where do you go
store?
To get a dolphin? Is there a dolphin store?
Zany
Zoo. Can you
Zoo.
Peruse the dolphin store?
Zany Zoo Pet Store.
Zany Zoo Pet Store.
Yes.
They have 5 in the back. Right. And
Now, is it possible that the Russian military is trying to reward the 5 best prostitutes in Russia?
By tipping
with
them
these
dolphins.
Exotic animals? Yes.
Yeah. It could be. The Russian, the military bought them for $26,000, and they had to have perfect teeth, no missing teeth, and no mucus coming from the blowholes.
So, yes. Why was perfect teeth so important to the Russian
military?
Maybe
they're
doing
something teeth-wise. Maybe they're studying teeth or something. And it also stated that the Russians didn't like answer any phone calls from the news source, but they did say that
that's unusual.
They did say that the dolphins were not being used for military purposes and have stated that in the past, dolphins have been used for psych and some other type of testing. So,
Now, I have doubts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tyson, I know that we haven't talked recently about the blackfish controversy, but you had very strong feelings about the documentary, and now SeaWorld is going to be shutting down. Are we worried about all the animals from SeaWorld? Once SeaWorld is going to shut down the whole killer whale operation, could these animals fall into the wrong hands?
They have to go somewhere is the thing, and they can't be reintroduced to the wild, a lot of them, because they are socially probably not aware of what happens in the wild. So hopefully they don't, you know.
Well, do you think should we try to integrate them into our military if that people are unhappy with how they're being treated at SeaWorld? Should we start to try to, a new Cold War where we are starting to train all of our marine life and get them into the army? Could we have some sort of a ROTC world program?
Here's what I think. I think if we award every single animal that's ever served at SeaWorld a Purple Heart, mm-hmm. that'll butter them up, get them excited yeah. about joining the military.
Plus, give us some good benefits. Somehow,
yeah. And if we can somehow get them to join of their own free will, that's...
A free willy.
Yeah. If we get them to join
of
their own free
willy. Isn't there an episode of Simpsons where the dolphins rise up and push humanity into the sea? Is this like...
Probably.
I mean, is this something we should be concerned about if we're... militarizing sea animals so they can get the wherewithal to just come inland and then push us out into the sea.
Oh my God, dude. Right? So they wear like a reverse scuba gear?
Yeah. Mm. I mean, they develop technology. I mean, it's a long shot, but if we're going to teach them military tactics, I feel like maybe we should be prepared.
Okay. All right.
For so- everything. Good thing we're far inland, Rob. Yeah. Be careful.
I need to be careful. It could be a dolphin comes right in and push me out of my own house.
Yeah, in reverse scuba gear.
Oh, my God. Okay, all right. Well, we'll be on the lookout for that. You know, we talked so much last week about the drama surrounding Bodie McBoatface, the name that was not selected after being voted
Boo.
The number one name on the board. But recently, a school in Austin, Texas... wanted to be renamed after it had the unfortunate name of being named after Robert E. Lee, who many people were not in love with anymore because of his involvement leading the Confederacy in the Civil War. So they opened up the names to the people in the district. And 228 names were suggested, with the winning name of 45, with 45 nominations being Donald Trump Elementary. Danny.
Texas.
I love
this is in Texas, yes. right?
First of all, yep. I love this. Was someone submitted to this to us through our tip, and it was a great story because my favorite name is on here, and it's the Adolf Hitler School for Friendship and Tolerance.
Yes.
Which got 8 nominations.
Yes. Actually, so the local Fox affiliate, they did a broadcast where they revealed the names. Here, let me play you just a little clip from, they started playing a bunch of the other suggestions, which did not rank in the top 5, baby. Here's a little bit of that from Fox 7 in Austin.
Questions submitted: Drew Brees Elementary, Bruce Lee Elementary, John Cena Elementary, Adolf Hitler School for Friendship and Tolerance, and of course the tongue-in-cheek suggestion, Schooly McSchoolface.
That's the only tongue-in-cheek suggestion,
right?
Is Schooly McSchoolface?
Like, she just read the Adolf Hitler School for Friendship and Tolerance, and then obviously the joke suggestion of Schooly McSchoolface.
Oh, and Bruce Lee wasn't tongue-in-cheek? John Cena was obviously a serious suggestion.
She thought all of them... No, most of those are serious because it's Texas. So they're like, that makes sense. A football player, a kung fu guy... A professional wrestler, Adolf Hitler, why not? Schooly McSchoolface, no, let's go with Donald Trump.
Well, guys, can we please be serious? Schooly McSchoolface, come on now.
Maybe she only knows Adolf Hitler through his art. Like, yeah. She doesn't know anything beyond that. It's like, he was a struggling artist. I know that much. That makes sense. School and friendship yeah. for a guy who struggled.
Yeah, in fairness, it is the Adolf Hitler School for Friendship and Tolerance. It's not the Adolf Hitler School for Genocide and Final Solution or anything like that.
It's a different guy.
Yeah, so it's like if you take the Adolf Hitler, which is bad, but combine it with friendship and tolerance, that's something.
So what are they going to do? Well, I mean, have we heard anything back from them on the Donald J. Trump Elementary?
Yeah,
I think they're going to actually name the school what they named the boat.
Yes, it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah.
There's also some other names that came in that only getting a couple names, which they did not mention. There's the Austin Taliban Elementary School. Communist Elementary. Forgetting Your Past Dooms You to Repeat It Elementary.
Okay.
The Ignorance is Bliss Elementary. Kanye West Elementary, that got two nominations.
Kim and Kanye probably both submitted.
Yes. Kim Il-sung High School. O.J. Simpson Elementary also got a nomination.
Okay.
Richard Pryor Elementary, that got six nominations. So that's
That's pretty good.
So not only did Schoolie McSchoolface get a nomination, but so did Schoolie McSchoolerson. That got two nominations. Schoolie McSchoolerton got a nomination. The Illuminati got a nomination. And then also Willie Nelson Elementary. That got two nominations.
I think Willie Nelson Elementary is probably actually the best one.
Yeah.
If we're trying to be like kind of serious.
Mm-hmm.
I am telling you right now that the voice of the people will not be heard on this matter.
Yeah.
You don't think, wait a second, you don't think democracy will rule here?
I think that someone on the school board or whatever is just going to pick what they think works. And this is all just a publicity stunt. It's going to enrage people. I mean, how long until people just lose their minds over the fact that none of their suggestions are making it onto the banners, posters, boats, schools?
Yeah. Danny, I think this is a good point. And this isn't even an internet thing where we criticized the boat naming thing for like, don't you know what's going to happen if you let the internet vote on something? Of course, they're going to pick Bodie McBoatface. This was just 228 ballots for the people in a district that has the Sanjaya effect of it just like gone into everything where there's no people are so bored just all across the board that anything that people could vote on, they will always just pick the most absurd thing because, well, you gave me choice, so I'm going to pick the crazy thing.
I personally enjoy all the crazy suggestions because it kind of spices things up, right? I'm probably part of that group that would vote for Donald J. Trump or Kanye West or John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
Because, makes life worth living, right?
Yeah,
Danny?
It's like, how cool would it be to say that you go to the Adolf Hitler School for Friendship and Tolerance?
Probably not that cool. Probably not that cool.
Or that you go to the, you know, the B movie elementary,
mm-hmm.
which was also a suggestion. So I don't know. I mean, why even open up the naming? Haven't we learned our lesson? Why are we still giving people a choice? Let's just become a dictatorship when it comes to names.
Yes, I think that maybe there might be, instead of allowing people to vote on things, that people have proven time and time again that they're just going to vote for the most absurd thing, that maybe we should just have somebody that's just making all the, like a grown-up that's just making all the decisions.
Yeah.
I think voting is broken.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Voting is broken.
From every level.
On every level.
From naming a boat to the presidential level, voting is broken.
Voting is broken. And I think we just need some sort of like a king, supreme ruler, man, woman, whatever. I don't know who decides this. Robot. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's a computer.
Mm-hmm. We'd have to program a computer with perfect morals. Is there a way to do that?
Probably. We'll see.
It doesn't have to have perfect morals. It just has to have better judgment, which won't be hard to program.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do another story. You know, we've talked so much about different fast food stories and people being arrested for different things. A man in Arkansas was recently arrested after he filled up his water cup with soda at McDonald's. Danny, you attend a number of different fast food establishments. Have you ever gotten a water cup and filled it with soda?
I have never done it for myself, but I have done it for my kids.
Yes. Oh,
the old Jean Valjean.
Yes.
I love when Tyson talks about Jean Valjean.
He loves that.
Yes.
You know what? You can ask my wife. Early on, I was a big do not put soda in a water cup.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was one of the things that, I don't know why, I don't have a lot of things that matter to me, but that one mattered. And then when you have a kid that's screaming and you just want to shut him up, you're like, dude, I'll give you whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. And so it slowly, my morals were broken down. Don't don't use any of my rules when you program the robot that decides everything.
Okay.
Because, now I'll do it.
So here's what the guy did. And tell me if you think that this is maybe beyond what is accepted, if it is accepted at all. And so an 18-year-old and his two friends, they ordered large water at the drive-thru. And then they dumped them out. And then they went inside the McDonald's to fill them with soda. And so when the other two returned the drinks, after the store called the police to report the robbery, one refused and tried to drive away, hitting the manager's car twice as it was blocking his escape.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does this change
things? Like a whole face-off type of deal.
Yeah.
That does change things a lot. Because they love soda so much, we should look into the addictive qualities of soda. If it's making people go crazy like that.
Yes.
It wasn't their fault. Almost like
let's take it one thing at a time.
It was soda-induced.
So, okay.
And did that guy eat faces, too? Like, where is this?
He was on Flocka, yes. Tyson, so if you order a water at the drive-thru and then dump it out, go into the restaurant, how heinous is that?
It's pretty schemey.
I'll say.
I can confess some past transgressions here as long as I think it's past the statute of limitations.
Yeah.
We used to save our cups for the next day. So we'd get our drink it, rinse it out. This is when I was going to lunch in high school. We'd just rinse them out with water and then keep them in our car and then go back and get refills the next day and do that until our cup was like deteriorating completely.
Yeah.
And the other thing we did, and I got in trouble for it, was I usually drink water. And if I drink, sometimes you just want like a little hit of soda, just like a little dessert, just to finish it all off.
Yeah.
And so I put like a little bit of soda in my water cup just as like a final like, okay, see ya, I'm out of here, restaurant. And the manager did come out and charge me for a drink.
Oh.
And he threatened to call the police.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Some restaurants don't care, as we all know, because I recently took my two little boys out to eat. And I told the lady up front, I said, I need a water cup. But just to let you know, I am going to put soda in this.
Yes.
So if you want to charge me for soda, do that.
Why? Do you want the little cup?
Yeah, I just wanted the little cup.
Yeah.
And she didn't charge it for me. She just said, no, it's fine. Here you go.
The thing that I've done, and I'm not sure if this is a gray area or not, I've heard from people that it's kosher, that I often, you know, I might get the water cup, but I fill it with the carbonated water, not the tap water. I like a carbonated water, like a seltzer.
That's fine.
Any no
of the
syrup.
Special water buttons. Yeah, any of the special water buttons are free.
That's okay.
Yeah. There's the soda and there's the regular water. Both of those are free. You're fine.
I always feel a little bad.
You know, soda is actually cheaper than water there because the water they use for soda is just like regurgitated toilet water.
Oh.
Just with all the syrups and stuff, it tastes okay.
I mean, no.
Yeah, so it's actually cheaper. So they should be charging you for water and giving you soda cups for free.
Yeah. Now, V. Gabe here in the chat says, pretty sure the manager who probably called the cops of the robbery blocked the escape route. And so do you think that that's the case? Do you think that the manager's like, hold on, you're not going anywhere. I'm going to move my car.
Yeah. This manager sounds like the kind of guy who would do that.
Yeah.
He's probably just sick and tired of these kids. They're probably annoying in the drive-thru, and then they're giggling and making a commotion when they came in and got the soda. And so, I mean, he probably just hated these kids by the end of his little experience.
Here's the thing with this manager. He was on one of either two very, very opposite spectrums in high school. He was either the prom king, star quarterman, all of that shit.
Quarterman?
And then
did he work on a ship?
Turns out, once he got out of high school, he was no longer Mr. Cool Pants and ended up just funneling into becoming manager at the local McDonald's. Or he'd been pushed around his whole life in high school and was finally socking it to the cool kids.
Yeah.
It's the two. Because if he was the cool kid in high school and he gets now the manager of McDonald's and he's looking at the current cool kids in high school, he's like, I got to shut these guys down and teach them a lesson because they don't even know how cool I used to be as the quarterman. You know?
Right.
Right. I feel like we should really look into the addictive qualities of soda because I think that they were acting outside of, you know, who they really are.
Capacity.
Their addiction was acting out, not them.
Yeah.
And so, like with the affluenza teen, I think their lawyers should look into the fact that they just did this because they needed a fix. And mm-hmm. their fix is soda. I think that's a possibility.
And do you feel like that this is also a defense for the guy who was on meth, who was driving around and tipping prostitutes with bush babies?
Yeah, but meth is illegal.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's so, like, would you rather have your child drink a soda or shoot heroin?
I guess I'd pick the soda.
I hope so.
There yeah. you go. I mean, yeah. I think that answers the entire story for us.
Okay. Now, is the young man being arrested for filling up his cup with the soda when he didn't pay for it, or for hitting the manager of the McDonald's car multiple times?
It says he was charged with felony robbery. Felony robbery.
So it doesn't seem like the hitting the vehicle seems to even be part of the case.
Cops weren't sure even like, they're like, dude, whatever. You hit a car. We don't even care about that. You stole soda. Bam.
Yeah. Nobody steals soda on my watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. We've had it with you.
You're going downtown.
I think he got a more serious charge on the robbery because he crashed the car.
Yeah. They're going to throw the book at him now.
Yeah.
And okay. actually, Rob, this kind of supports your theory, or someone in the chat room's theory earlier, that maybe the manager was also responsible for the car crash.
Mm.
Like, he moved out in his way, so it was maybe wasn't as obvious as they stole soda, but who hit who was still up in the air.
Yeah. Okay, we have one more news story to talk about for this week. A proposal really went wrong at this past week's Boston Marathon, where a man was trying to get this whole romantic situation planned, where he was going to pop the question to his significant other after they completed the Boston Marathon. But once he reached the finish line, he asked his future betrothed to marry him and then projectile vomited. Danny, in all of your adventure racing and various physical activities, have you ever seen something like this?
I have thrown up outside an Einstein's bagel after 30 miles of running. Just puked right there.
Yes.
So it does happen. But maybe he was keeping the ring in his stomach, the safest place, because most running shorts don't have pockets.
Yes. Yeah.
So
yes.
Maybe he's like, I'll swallow this.
Yes.
And then I'll throw it up, and that's how I'll get it. Like a magician, like Joe.
Yeah.
How he got
and
his
it'll
keys.
Be just be a nice clean ring.
Yeah.
Like those ping pong balls. Just like, blop.
Tyson, was this similar to how you proposed to Rachel?
It was almost identical. It's eerie how much. Like, when I read this article, it's like I'm looking in a mirror almost.
Yeah.
Which is, like, crazy.
It actually looks like in the picture that he's proposing to his mom.
Mm.
Oh. How is that? Is she old?
Well, at the end of a marathon, everybody looks about 15 years older.
That's true.
So I'm sure that's what I'm seeing.
But he doesn't. For some
no,
reason,
because
he
you
does.
See the back of his well-trimmed head.
Oh.
He looks like he's 21, and she looks like that's his mom, and she's excited to be getting a ring from her son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This woman also survived the 2013 bombing at the Boston Marathon, but she did say yes, everything is going to go on as planned. He did try to kiss her after after the proposal, and she said she wasn't really too into it.
She probably was kind of on the spot, though. I bet she probably felt like she had to.
She said, he did try to plant one on me, and I was like, ew. Then we went and celebrated with our families.
Yeah.
Oh. Special day.
She's very articulate. I think that if this is my dream scenario. He pukes. This is my dream scenario for them. He pukes, the same story. As he goes to kiss her, she's very sensitive to vomit, smell, and taste. She pukes on his face, causing him to puke again and her to mm-hmm. puke again on each other.
Yeah, it's very romantic.
And then they pass out from dehydration because they lost it all in their vomit, and then mm-hmm. get hosed off by the organizers of the Boston Marathon.
No word on whether or not that he was so nervous about the proposal, or it was the marathon that did that to him. Danny, what do you think?
I mean, it could be a combination of both, but it was most likely the marathon that caused the throwing up.
Mm. Yeah.
I wonder if maybe this is more common than we know, puking during the engagement. Yeah. Because then we would know if it was the nerves rather than the marathon. It just, maybe we should do some research so that we can avoid this in the future. Because if it is just nerves, people can take something like charcoal or whatever.
Yeah, why don't you let us know on Twitter if you puked during your, when you asked your wife to marry you.
Yeah, or if you did a marathon and puked.
Or if you did a marathon, and then we can tally up some numbers.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is more likely.
I guarantee that Danny will favorite every tweet you tweet us, but he will not respond or compose his own tweet. That's the Tyson Apostle guarantee.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Have either of you ever puked after a marathon? I know that Danny puked at an Einstein's Bagel, but have you guys done marathons?
Well, that was after a run that was longer than a marathon.
Oh, longer than a marathon?
Yeah,
it was 30 miles.
Marathons I ran 30 miles.
Wow.
And then we went to go get some food, and I just puked in the garbage can and around the garbage can at the front door.
Wow.
Great advertising.
Then I went in and ordered a bagel.
I sometimes puke out the other end after a hard physical effort.
Oh, no.
But that is,
right, you're really not enticing me to really push myself in any physical
you
way.
You don't want to. I've stopped doing it.
Yeah.
I can't get Tyson to come out and do anything now.
Yeah.
No. I'd rather sit here and eat a bag of chips.
All right.
True.
So, of course, if you want to get your news story suggestions into the show every week, you can email us tips@newsaf.news. That's tips@newsaf.news. All right. I also have a class action lawsuit of the week, I guess, which sort of speaks to the same sort of idea. The class action lawsuit of the week from our friend Inessa. She says that the class action lawsuit claims that SoulCycle defrauded the customers by forcing them to buy gift certificates with short windows to enroll in classes and keeping the expired and unused certificates. They sold $93 million in certificates in 2014 and earned more than $25 million through illegal expiration provisions. That's more than 25%. Did either of you get any SoulCycle gift cards in 2014?
No. But this would be a good class action to get into because I think there's already a law on the books or in the books that says there can't be expiration dates on these types of gift cards and promotions.
Mm.
So this is going to be – I'm pretty sure it's going to be a win
yes.
for people who can get in on that.
Okay. Well, Tyson, this is huge. This could be a windfall for you.
Very, very big.
How many gift cards do you have stacked up have in like, your room right now, Tyson?
Probably a bunch, dude. And I just want cash back for them. I don't even want to get membership anymore.
Yeah. Mm. How many people are throwing up after a tough session at SoulCycle?
A lot. Because most people that go to SoulCycle, it's their first time.
Yeah. And then they just throw up right there.
They throw up and then they never go back.
Are there any SoulCycles next to Einstein Bagels?
There shouldn't be.
No, there should not be. We hope not. Okay. All right. Tyson, do you have any 5-star reviews of the week?
I'm on it.
Okay.
5-star review AF by Survivor 27. Yes. Ooh. Listening to News AF is an American pastime second only to eating Gwyneth Paltrow's goop.
Oh.
Brought to you by Adam from Australia, Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. In consultation with Billy Garcia, News AF provides all the news that is not only actual but also factual. At times, Danny's live tweeting can get the team sidetracked. However, the steady microphones of Adam, Tyson, and Boston Rob ensure that the show reaches a satisfying conclusion week after week. If this show does not deserve 5 stars, I don't know what does.
Wow.
Is that actual factual or actual craptual?
Might be. Wow. And did you hear the big news this week, Tyson, that Boston Rob is going to be joining us in Reno for Run It Up Reno next month?
Yeah. He joined us last year.
Huge news. Huge news. And now I am a little concerned that I feel like that Tyson will just we'll just talk to the Rob that doesn't suck the whole time.
I will divide my time equally among you.
Yes.
I thought you guys were friendly.
We are, but I was wondering, you guys might in the past, I feel like we're friendly, but then he goes off with his other friends.
The Rob that happened
to me another time, Tyson.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
But not with me.
Not with you. Not with you.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. It's all three of us and Danny.
You can hang out with me, Rob. We'll have some awkward silence together.
There will be no awkward silence. I don't have any awkward silences.
Yeah.
Not with me.
If there's one thing Rob isn't, it's awkward.
No.
Maybe
silent.
The best way to
silent,
keep
a, Tyson. You got that backwards.
Maybe the best way to keep a flow, we both bring our microphones and talk to each other while holding them.
Yes.
And maybe it will feel more natural.
Yes. Okay. All right. Hashtag for this week. We've got a lot to choose from. Close-minded.
Yep. I like that one.
Free Willy. Star Quarter Man.
Okay.
Yeah. Voting is broken.
Oh, I like that.
What do you want to go with, Tyson?
Oh, man. I feel like Swass is one too. Voting is broken is like a real statement. Like anybody can get behind that, even if they don't listen to the show.
Yes. Okay.
Is that what you feel?
I think that's a pretty good call.
I feel like it's too serious, though. Like, yeah. People might think that we really care about things.
Okay.
And I'm worried
okay.
about that.
Yeah. Well, I don't want people to think I care about things.
No.
Because voting is broken sounds like we're making a statement about the current presidential election instead of really talking about the things that matter, like Bodie McBoatface, Adolf Hitler School of Art
Friendship
and Recovery,
and,
or whatever.
Yeah. All right. So where do you want to go?
You want to go close-minded.
Close-minded is fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Free gooey.
Free gooey. Gooey is in a better place now.
Where? He died?
No. He is in the
sanctuary.
Yes. The sanctuary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do close minded.
Okay. Sounds good.
I like free gooey though.
All right. Well, good stuff. We'll be back again next Tuesday for another News AF. We do these live every week on blab.im. That is at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Of course, you could follow Tyson on Twitter. He is at Tyson Apostle. Danny is live tweeting constantly on Twitter as well. He is at Danny Bryson. I am at Rob Sisterino. Tyson is going to be joining me on the Survivor podcast this week, so it will be a double dose of Tyson week here this week.
Sorry, guys.
Very exciting. Danny, will you listen to Tyson on the Survivor podcast this week?
I will. I only watch Survivor until Tyson's gone, so I'll watch any Survivor-related thing as long as Tyson's on it. Then I'm done.
Okay.
You know this podcast is going to be like 3 to 5 hours, Danny.
I'll probably not listen to all
Double of it. Speed. Double speed.
Yes, double speed it.
All right. Have a good one, everybody. Take care. Bye.
See ya.